About 30% of people who are chronically homeless in the United States suffer from severe mental illnesses. These individuals more frequently require emergency services, and in Anchorage, it can cost the city up to $60,000 per year. A new program in Anchorage is trying a tactic to help them by meeting them where they're at. From the Urban Affairs Desk, KSKA's Ann Hillman learned more.
In August, substance abuse specialist Delroy Duckworth and his colleagues received a call from someone who needed help.
The first thing we did was went out to find him. And we went to the mall to look for this person that we did not know who he was. So we called him on the phone, and we heard a phone rang. We turned around, we saw a man answering his cell phone and said, "Mary, that's him."
The man with the phone was Leo Tondro, tall and bulky with a graying beard, joints achy from rheumatoid arthritis. Distrustful in general, but knowing he needed help.
You know, I've been homeless off and on for 4.5 years, and nobody cares about you out there. And the people that say they understand, how can they? They have no idea where I've been. Every day is survival, how I'm going to eat, where I'm going to be for the night. Most of the time, I just walked all night and drank coffee.
Part of the reason he never stayed still was to help cope with his anxiety and bipolar disorder, a severe mental illness.
I isolated. I just stayed away from people because it's not a lot of people understand what bipolar is. And for me, the worst part about it's the mania, is the hypervigilance.
Tondro says he went to see a caseworker at Providence Hospital in August, and he learned about the Choices program. Unlike other service providers, Choices does everything. Mental health care, physical health care, housing, substance abuse treatment, job skills training. Duckworth says the 10-person team uses hyper-individualized care tailored to each client.
We are like a one-stop shop.
They're using a model called assertive community treatment. It was developed in the 1970s, but this is the first time it's being tried in Alaska. Research shows it's more effective than standard case management models, where individuals meet with many different organizations. It costs more up front, but saves money in the long run because clients are less likely to use expensive services like emergency rooms and hospitals. The Choices program has a budget of $1.8 million for the next 3 years. It's funded mostly through the state's Department of Behavioral Health and specifically targets people who have severe mental illnesses and are homeless. The team is mobile and adaptable. They carry tablets and keyboards and meet people on their own terms. Mary Abraham, the housing specialist, says sometimes that means they change their schedules last minute.
We don't want to overwhelm them, or if they become angry, we kind of like calm them down and say this is not a good time, we'll meet later on. And usually it works out.
Abraham's goal is to get people into housing first, which is what she did for Tondro at Safe Harbor at Merrill Field.
Oh, there, I'm glad. I'm old.
We sit on the edge of his twin bed in a sparsely furnished former hotel room. He has a microwave and a mini fridge, but no full kitchen. Tondro says he's tried other programs and received some help, but he's never felt supported the way he does with Choices.
I'm pretty peaceful today. Delroy came over today and says, "Man, you look well rested." Well, yeah. You change my situation and give me the things that I need to help me survive, I'm a different person.
Tondro says he hopes the Choices staff can help him accomplish his goals, like staying sober and going back to school in the spring. He knows he needs to put forth his own effort, but he says now he has the support to get there. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.